Okay. The opposite of a unitary government is a confederate government. A confederation is a loose coalition of states. So what you would have in a confederate government, remember again, this is geography. So this is how the government is spread out. Remember that what you would have in a confederate government is you would have separate states that would make up the government without a central power in the middle. And that is really, really difficult to keep organized. And consequently, there are very few confederations in the world today, or very few that have been successful in the past. The European Union is kind of a confederation, but it's pulled together for economic purposes more than anything else, and its governmental responsibilities are limited. The United States has had two times in our history where we experimented with Confederate governments. During the Revolutionary War, the Articles of Confederation were drawn up, and what it did is it provided a bond between the 13 colonies in order to fight Great Britain. But the problem is, as soon as the war was over, the colonies all fought against each other, and without a central government, they were on the verge of collapse until in 1787, the representatives were sent to Philadelphia and wrote the Constitution of the United States, which was ratified in 1789, which changed the Confederate government and turned it into a federal government. We also had, during the American Civil War, the Confederacy was a grouping of Southern states that went to war with the United States government in rebellion, were defeated, and brought back into the United States. So Confederate governments just can't work. It's impossible when you don't have a centralized authority to have any organization. What you could never have is a Confederate government under a dictatorship. That would be absolutely ridiculous because the two ideas fly in the face of one another.